Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem starts with a gentle breeze. Haifa sees a crisp morning, perfect for a walk outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Iran denies targeting the UAE. Netanyahu voices support for the UAE after reported Iranian strikes. A U.S.-flagged tanker exits the Strait of Hormuz under military escort. Earlier today, Hezbollah fired rockets at IDF troops in southern Lebanon. Also, from the Times of Israel, the U.S. is urging the Lebanese president to meet Netanyahu. Washington emphasizes direct engagement as the best path to peace and security, despite President Aoun's reservations. Also this hour, YNET reports Germany reaffirms its support for Israel. During Foreign Minister Gideon Saar's visit to Berlin, talks focused on Iran, Gaza, Lebanon, and regional security. Separately, JNS highlights a legal controversy in the U.S. An L.A. area county objects to a proposed probation for a man who pleaded guilty to killing a 69-year-old Jew. The county believes the case deserves a prison sentence. And finally, Axios announces a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Trump states this 10-day ceasefire could facilitate a broader peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. YNET News reports that Matan Hassan, an undercover officer now turned singer, has released his first song under his real name. Amichai Stein, a journalist, notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke with the president of the UAE following Iranian aggression toward the country. Meanwhile, i24news_en highlights that London police have formed a new unit to protect the Jewish community amid a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's denial of targeting the UAE comes amidst heightened regional tensions. The U.S. providing military escort to its tanker underscores the fragile security in the Gulf. This affects international shipping routes and raises concerns over energy security. Turning to Lebanon, The Times of Israel notes the U.S. is advocating for direct talks between Lebanese President Aoun and Netanyahu. This diplomatic push aims to stabilize the region but faces resistance from Lebanon. Any progress could significantly impact peace efforts in the Middle East. Meanwhile, in Germany, YNET discusses Foreign Minister Gideon Saar's meeting with Chancellor Friedrich Merz. They addressed key issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional security. Germany's stance strengthens Israel's diplomatic efforts in Europe and highlights ongoing international support. On the legal front, JNS reports on the public outcry in LA over a proposed probation sentence. The case involves a man guilty of killing a Jewish elder, sparking debates about justice and community safety. This case could influence future legal proceedings involving hate crimes. Turning to business and markets, CTEC reports on Fiverr's shares rallying due to profit optimism. Despite improved margins, concerns linger over declining revenue and user numbers amid AI disruptions. Separately, YNET Business reveals that Israeli jewelry dealer Avi Koren has been extradited from Greece. He now faces charges of smuggling luxury goods worth $1.6 million through Ben Gurion Airport. And finally, Globes reports that ADOC raises $150 million to prevent diagnostic errors. The Israeli company's technology analyzes millions of patient cases annually, enhancing medical diagnostics worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.